Doctor, this is dictating on Kiana Addison. That's Q-U-I-A-N-A. That's Q-U-I-A-N-A, Kiana. Harrison is H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N, Harrison. Date of birth is 4/23/97. Date of visit is 6/29/22. Please make a copy for the primary physician, please. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of asthma and shortness of breath. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 25-year-old female who has a past history of asthma, has had episodes of coughing and wheezing, and has been using Ventolin inhaler as well as Symbicort inhalers for wheezing. The patient was admitted to the hospital in February 22, following a motor vehicle accident, and had some blunt trauma from the airbags that hit her head, but had no syncopal episode. She did, however, have some chest pains upon taking deep breaths, and knee pain. She has been she has been gaining weight, and she denied any fevers, night sweats, chills. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies were listed. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient does not smoke. Denied significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother is in good health and there's no history of asthma. Father had a history of heart disease and died of a heart attack. Next paragraph. Med list included Symbicort 80 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID, and Albuterol HFA, 2 puffs, PRN. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has post-nasal drip and nasal allergies. She has no glaucoma. She has sinus drainage and coughing spells and post-nasal drip. She has no urinary symptoms, flank pains, denies any abdominal pains, nausea or reflux. She has occasional chest pains and palpitations. She has anxiety attacks and occasional headaches. She has no joint pains, muscle stiffness, no headaches, seizures, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. And next paragraph, physical exam. This very obese young lady who is alert and in no acute distress, no pallor sign, of this clubbing of perfluidema. Blood pressure 112 over 70, pulses 85, respiration 16, temperature 97.5. Weight is 243, saturation 97, room air. HEND non-cephalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, supple without venous distension, trachea, midline, or thyroid enlargement. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds at the periphery, with wheezes scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular, known as S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema. Normal reflux, though no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph. Impression number one, bronchial asthma. Number two is allergic rhinitis. Number three, possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators. So he's given a nebulizer to use at home with albuterol solution, TIDPRN. And advised to get a polysomnogram to evaluate for sleep apnea. Advised to lose weight and continue with Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for primary physician, please. Let's start this with them.